podcast again.
The Lagosian experience.
Okay, let's make it 7:20. I mean, I've forgotten. That is definitely going into the podcast. 7:20. Hi guys, you are welcome to another episode of the Lagosian Experience. It's been a couple months since you last heard our voices, and we would like to apologize for that. Things have just moved fast and we haven't had time to catch a break, but we promise, as this is a new year, we'll be more consistent. To all our listeners out there, you will receive more content this year. That's the promise from myself and Omo. Omo is also here.
Hi, everyone. It's been a minute since we had our last podcast, and a lot has happened. So like Tlewa said, we would be having a lot more content this year. Please forgive us for all our listeners out there. We're sorry we've not been putting out content, but, you know, we would change and we would repent this year. So expect a lot more from us this year. Yeah. So Tlewa, what has happened? Just give us like one thing that has happened to you since our last podcast and till now. What's one big thing that's happened to you? Me, I have a big announcement. But
okay, you go first, please. Ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay. My big announcement is that I got a cat and her name is Lucy. And she came in to she's a rescue. And she came in, when she came in, she was really, really cute and, you know, sick and weak. But now she has shown me why people hate cats, but I'm stuck with her for the rest of her life. So that's a big announcement that I have. So please, you guys should pray for me and Lucy. And if you have anybody that wants to adopt a cat, please let me know. Thank you.
Do you have more cats or you want to throw Lucy away?
I contemplate throwing her away every day. Even though I love her, but I contemplate throwing her away every single day. She gives me more and more reasons to send her away. But
did she tear your dress?
You said what?
Did she tear your dress?
She has, yeah. So our claws grow they grow so fast. Even when I trim them down, they grow like within a week. And then when she's scared, though, it's not like she does it purposely, but when she's scared, she, you know, puts her claws into my skin or my clothes. And it's just blood. A whole thing. Yeah, she has drawn blood like a couple of times. But that's the sacrifice I have to make as a cat owner.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's enough about me and Lucy. How about you? What big thing has happened since our last... You got a job. A dog. Oh, so we both got pets. What's the name of your dog?
Okay, so he's a German Shepherd. His name is Joe.
Joe. Oh, okay. Okay. And is Joe crazy? Like
Joe
Lucy? He's very calm.
He's a coward.
He's a coward. So he cannot do anything.
He does bark. You know when they say all bark and no bite? That is my dog. He can bark Africa.
So how will he save you when maybe if Amrabas come to your house? How will he save you?
It's me that will save you.
Oh Lord. Okay, thank you. Maybe one day Joe and Lucy will have like a play date.
Never.
Let them why are you, do you think Lucy will scratch his eyes off? It will kill Lucy. I doubt
and
it.
And he won't know that he's supposed to play.
And he will just kill her.
Yes.
Okay, it's best to just keep them apart then.
Honestly. Honestly, so guys, you've heard some amazing some things have happened over the last couple of months, and life has just been lifey. But we're back, and we promise to be better. We promise to deliver more hot content, and we're back just in time for the season of love. We're in the month of February, it's around the corner, and we just thought, wow, it would be a great idea to show up and just like tell you how we do Valentine's down in this city of Lagos. Man, and do we have a lot to share? So you guys just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Now I'm a history major, so I really want to go for like, this is what happened though. This is why Valentine is Valentining. But you know now, if I start on that one, this is not a history podcast. Well, Valentine normally is to celebrate the love that two people share. But in this Lagos, it is to celebrate the love between one boyfriend and his girlfriend, or one girlfriend and her boyfriend.
Of course. Wait, did you say one girlfriend and her boyfriend? So that's signifying that there are lots of boyfriends for one girl.
Yes. Because it's
Why are you doing
Lagos.
girls dirty like this?
I said
Why are
boys,
you doing
one
girls?
boyfriend and his girlfriend. I was
Oh,
neutral
okay, so it's for both.
for
Okay.
both
I
genders.
apologize. For both genders.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't think that boys, like, they can just be one boy and his girlfriend that
As
would
long
do
as I am
Valentine in this level?
single, like that.
So where you eventually get a babe now, are you saying that you don't think she'll be dating only you, or you'll be dating only her? I mean, you don't have faith. You
No,
are losing faith.
when we start dating, whoever I'm dating, when we start dating, whoever I'm dating, it's just going to be me and her. But for now, because the people that are in relationship, that the two people that are in relationship, and it's only the two of them,
They're not
they are less than 10.
in this whole Lagos.
In this way,
In Man, it means that you should have,
I'm
it
not
means
talking
that you
about
should have a lot of
married people, their own is different too.
I know, dating people now, like boyfriend and girlfriends in Lagos,
Honestly,
haba, haba.
I feel like we should have even gotten like a married couple on this podcast so that it could have given us like the married life point of view. But that one has passed.
Yeah,
Maybe
maybe
next.
next Valentine's.
So, Omo,
Yes.
let's start off with our worst Valentine experience.
Okay. Worst Valentine experience. So I don't really think I've ever spent a Valentine's Day with a significant other. I don't think I have. For most of my life, I've been single. So Valentine's Day is usually,
Just another.
just another day. It's usually just another day. So the Valentine's Day I can remember, the one that this one, it was not really like a heartbreak, but let me just you guys on what happened. So my friends and I, we decided we're going to do a girls' Valentine day out. I was in school then, so it was like 200 level or so. I was like in 200 level then, and majority of us were single. Well, just we just had I just had one friend who was in a relationship then, and we all planned that, we're going to go to the beach, we'll be each other's dates, no boys, no men, just a girl's time out. And then my friend ditched me for her
Ditched
a
you.
babe or a guy. She ditched me for a guy. And all of us just went to the remaining people who were around. We went to the beach then, and we met, Yeah, so I think there were a lot of desperate single people that were also looking for who to be with that night so that they don't spend Valentine's Day alone. So yeah, we were at the beach, we met a couple of guys. One old man in particular, he just looked so old. Not he didn't look so old, he looked like he looked like maybe about 10, 15 years older than I was then, and I was still a teenager at that point. And he was like, I think I was like 17 or so. And this guy looked like he was 35, and he was just on my case. And because of the pressure of how Valentine was, and everybody had their guys, and I gave him my number. I was like, what's the worst that could happen? I was 17 then.
What actually happened?
Was chasing me for almost 4 years, like till I graduated. I mean, after the whole euphoria of Valentine had left my eyes, I now saw who I was actually dealing with. Like, I had to get this guy off my back. I struggled for 4 years to get him off my back. There was a time it was even like, he's coming to Lagos, he's coming to see my mom, he's coming to drop to collect lease. Like, I've never seen someone as persistent as he was. Like, he was a thorn in my flesh.
What you
And
call persistent, I call desperate.
he was desperate. But if you're desperate, I feel like you'd be willing to meet just anybody if you're desperate. But this one was just like, if you're desperate, after if you're not getting what you need in like 2, 3 months, you're out the window and you've gone to the next person. But then this guy did not agree. Oh. He did not agree. He was persistent. Coming to my school. Coming to my school. And funny enough, he wasn't even a student. He didn't even live like close to where my school was. He'll
So
come
it
to my
was out of
school.
his way.
It was just he went to look for my friends on social media. He started talking to my friends. Like, it was just a thorn in my flesh. And since then, I learned my lesson that I would never give, like, I would never be that desperate or allow Valentine emotions like overcome
Cloud me.
me again,
So
cloud my judgment.
I have four questions.
Four
First question
questions.
is, yes, the first question is, I did not know there was a beach in Delta State.
Oh, there are a couple of beaches. They're like, I can already count like five. So
This
there's
is
it's, so
beach to
it's
me.
not like it's not by the seaside, but there's a very clear river that runs through Delta States. It's called the Ethiop River. It's very clear, very long, and very big. So a lot of resorts are
Close by
built
it.
around that site. So we have there's Moody there was a Moody Beach, the and we go in there, we swim, so you can pay a gate fee. There's a pool, there are places where things you typically see on the beach, you find all of them there. The poolside, the lounge, and all of that. So we had like three then, and I think about two more have opened up. Yeah.
Okay, so question two. Which is a lesson, by the way. It means that ne you should never give out your number during Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Exactly. I shouldn't.
Observation three. How did you know that your friend was going to slay you?
So I think deep down I already knew she was going to slime because we had been having quarrels about it then. I'm sorry, I know she's going to listen to this podcast. And she will come back to my DMs to trash me. But
No problem.
yeah.
We'll edit
But
this part out.
no, don't edit it though. Just
Not for
leave
her,
it
just for her.
there.
We'll edit this part out.
Don't edit it. I want her to hear. Because I was always saying it that time, that this is boy.
Let's call out. What's her name so that we know she knows who we're talking to?
No, I can't call her out. I can't call her out. Please, though.
Listening. It's you that we're talking to.
So at that point we were always like, we had a couple of fights over this guy that she had always been ditching us for, and we all like, I already had it at the back of my head that it's very possible. Yes. No, unfortunately not. Well, fortunately they aren't. It's fortunate that they aren't. They've broken up now. So
observation 4.
Mm-hmm.
I have forgotten observation 4. But if I remember, observation 4, hands down, mm-hmm. you have one of the most sad Valentine's story experiences I've ever had.
Oh God, how was that sad? Oh God.
The Valentine experience that gave birth to a stalker. like the top 2%.
Yeah, so that's how bad, that it's a bad story.
The birth of a stalker.
Maybe that's what we should title this podcast, Valentine's Day gives birth to a stalker. I think that's a great title for this our podcast today. Oh God, well, so since then, unfortunately, I think around my, was it, it's either my final year or when I was 7, I was able to finally get him off my back, and yeah, I haven't spoken to him ever since.
You threatened to kill him?
No, I didn't threaten to kill him. So I think what happened was he was able to get a hold of my friend. I don't know how he got her number because I wasn't picking up. He had used various numbers to try to call me, and I blocked all of them. So he was able to get a hold of a friend of mine then. She's no longer a friend now. And then he was able to speak to her. And then she came to tell me that he called her and he wanted to speak to me. And I point blank told her that, no, I'm not interested in this conversation. I don't want to have anything to do with this guy, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I think, and that was it. But then she saw it she saw him as an ATM. So she felt like, okay, if he's that desperate, why don't I just take over? So I don't know how their own story ended, but I know that she started speaking to him, and probably that took his mind off me. And I'm till tomorrow, I'm so grateful for that.
So Loki, you are grateful to her for taking one for the team.
Exactly. I'm so grateful to her for taking one for the team. So I don't know how their old story ended. I know she just started engaging him. And then after a while, she started telling me stuff like she's been talking to him. I literally couldn't care less. I don't care. And in fact, I care that because you've taken off a burden from me. So I'm so happy. I was like ecstatic about it. So yeah,
I really do not have like a worst Valentine experience, because you must first have someone to have an experience. So to have an experience, like either good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not have like a worst Valentine experience. Because never.
Wow.
Never. I don't have inside during Valentine's Day. Careless. Because it's all.
So, but if you have somebody, would you be willing to celebrate it, or is just a it's just another day? If you have a babe now, would you be willing to celebrate Valentine, or it's just another day for you?
So I don't want to give a wrong answer, because my future babe might be listening to this podcast. And then she might have all these plans for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, I'll just come and be like, please do Valentine's Day with you. So I will give you the answer. I will give you all the answer that you want to hear. And that answer is, of course, I want to celebrate Valentine's Day. In fact, today's day of reckoning.
So you've been able to save yourself.
Yes. In fact, we'll go to the Maldives, we'll go to the wherever.
All right. So, all right.
Yes, yes, yes. So I neither have a bad Valentine experience or a good Valentine experience. But in this Lagos, which brings us, like, do you have like a good Valentine experience?
Do I have a good Valentine experience? I don't think I necessarily have one. I haven't really spent all my Valentines have been at home, really. I've really been at home. I think, yeah, there was one Valentine that I went on a double date with my friend, and we just hung out, went somewhere, had pepper soup, I think, and that's the only Valentine I can remember that we actually did something. We went on a double
date. Pepper soup and four bottles of beer.
No, I didn't. I did not drink. I removed alcohol from my
menu. But now, wink, wink.
Why are you trying to set me up, Tilewa? You're setting me up. But now I do not. I'm not saying anything.
No problem. So let's just move on to the next segment, because as you don't want to tell our listeners anything, no problem.
I would say, okay, so now I am an adult. Mm? Yeah, I'm an adult, and I drink responsibly.
And you are doing 9 to 5.
And I do 9 to 5. In fact, my own is 8 to 5, Steph. So I drink responsibly now. So
you're a drinker. The critical.
How bad now? I just said I drink responsibly. No, so I'm matter. Not.
Is the what matters is the drink.
Is the drink? No, please, because there might be teenagers listening to us. Please, anybody listening, please, you need to take note of the fact that I said I am an adult and I drink responsibly.
Maybe that will be like our next podcast.
All right. To talk about alcohol, maybe yes. Your drunken experiences. Oh, I have no, a cup. Never. I have a cup.
Mm-hmm. That's for another day. I will see this. This will be revisited.
Okay. But, sure. No problem. So yeah, that's it for my Valentine experiences.
And that's like a great way to move into the next segment. Let's keep our viewers wanting. So basically, now what are we going to talk about? What are we talking about? Yes, we're in Lagos State, the city that never sleeps, but in actuality, people run inside once it's like midnight. But yes, Valentine's Day in Lagos. How do Lagosians celebrate Valentine's Day? Is there anything different that Lagosians do? From your opinion, is there anything different?
So who are we comparing Lagosians to? To the rest of the world?
Yes, rest of the world.
Okay, yes. Yes. See, Lagos is a very special place for me. I feel like Lagos is, and if you can survive here, you can survive anywhere else in the world. So some people, there are various categories of people that would celebrate Valentine's Day, and they have the way they would celebrate it. We have the ones who are, you know, have plenty money, who their girlfriends have given them ultimatum that if you don't celebrate this Valentine with
I like the fact that you said girlfriends. Omo, if you can hear me, please, or we can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Hello? Okay.
So
All
you were
right. So
saying?
I was saying that Lagos girls actually like they like flowers, but the condition is that those flowers have to be made of money. So
Money.
if you're not doing money bouquet, exactly. Now, I'm just being honest. That's how Lagos girls work. You know, they want their money to be, their flowers to be made of money, and then they want chocolates, they want all of the whole paparazzi thing so that they can post on Instagram and IG and pepper all the single Pringles like us. So that's one category of people. There's another category of people whose mission is just to, be with their significant other, just to spend, quality time, Netflix and chill, out of the troubles and problems of Lagos. They just want to be with their partner and just have a nice time. That's another category of people. Then there's another category of people who their own mission is how they are going to tie people's legs on the fan and destroy people's children on Valentine's Day. Is I making those plans from now on, from now till Valentine's Day? And yes, they are Lagosians too. And then
Which category
finally,
do you fall under?
no, there's a fourth category now. Finally, there's the category of single Pringles, and this is where I fall under, whose mission is just to watch people's stories and Instagram posts and be commenting, ah, and be commenting, God, when? And commenting, ah, I'm God, am I a shoe? Am I a
Okay.
rat? So
So I
that
feel
is
like there's one more category.
okay.
And that is the category I fall under. It's the single Pringles Bingos.
Single
You
people's
are
mingle.
no single Pringles Bingos.
What does that mean?
We are the ones that Valentine is just another day in the office. We don't say,
Oh.
oh, or we don't say, am I a shoe? We come into work. We close and we go.
Unbothered crew.
Yes, the unbothered.
Wow. Well, I think a lot of guys will actually fall under the unbothered, but their girlfriends will not allow them. So that's why they have to do all the other things. And a lot of girls fall in the category of the
My
single
issue.
Pringle that say, ah, am I a shoe? Lord. Lord,
So
am I a rat?
are you a shoe? So Omar, what will you say this year? Are you a shoe?
A shoe?
This year, so this year we've locked
I
you
don't
down for
know what
are
I
you a
would say.
shoe?
Am I a shoe? Am I a shoe? If I'm a shoe, I have to be an expensive shoe. I have to be probably like a Louboutin or something, So,
Are you a shoe?
yeah.
You are a shoe. No problem. Next Valentine's Day, we will not say you are a shoe again.
Oh. Amen.
Okay.
So yes, I'm speaking, I'm prophesying into our lives that next Valentine's Day would make sense. Not that this one wouldn't make sense, but don't worry, you won't be single by next Valentine's Day. You will
You
not
will
fall
not.
under the unbothered crew. You would fall under one of the others.
We shall see. So,
Amen. Yeah.
I feel like also in Lagos, Valentine's Day is when restaurants that sell food of like maybe 10,000, the food becomes 20,000.
Yes, now they want to make their money. They have to make their money.
Yeah, they want to. So in Lagos, in this period, this Valentine's Day is actually quite interesting because one, we are in the month of election, and
Exactly. You.
two, we're in a serious economic clinch in the sense that there is around. Like there is no physical cash,
No
so
cash, no money, no
everything has
fuel.
to be done. Yeah, exactly. And no fault too. So one, you can't even say okay, you can't say let's go out because there is no petrol. Two, you can't
Exactly.
say let's go out because there is no money, like there is no cash. People have spend it. And
Even
three,
transfer is not green.
yeah. So and three. So this is like the holy trifecta for guys that are in relationships right now that don't want to spend because
Yeah.
these are all legitimate reasons.
Not to spend, not to do
Because,
money booking.
yes, because one, there's no money. In fact, at this point, if you are doing money booking, you should be arrested.
Exactly. EFCC should come to your house.
Yes, because where you will explain where you got the money from, that you are easy to do bouquet.
I agree. I
Yeah.
agree.
So I you know some people that are in like multiple relationships because at this point I believe like everybody in Lagos is in like multiple relationships.
Is your theory. We need to test it though. What are the statistics to back it up? Hello? 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 Silewa, if you can hear me, we've lost you. Hello, Tilewa, can you hear me? So, T, please, what statistics do you have to prove and back up this your theory?
Okay, so I am a proud member of the Lagos State Bureau of Relationship Affairs.
How are you a proud member? You are so single. Why did they even let you in?
Okay, so they believe and the truth is that single people are not clouded by relationships, so they are able to better perform the task of relationship affairs and will not be biased towards creating the statistics and putting out the figures and numbers. Do you get it? Like, yeah, like for instance, now if we're doing our statistics, people in relationship, because they don't want to paint a bad light on the fact that their relationships are very very bad or very poor, they will say 80% of couples are happy, and then we as single people, we would actually carry out facts and investigations and research and
So you
go
give
deep.
it an unbiased view.
Yeah. So in my years of experience and my years of expertise and years of interviewing and this thing, I can say that 66% of people in Lagos State are in multiple relationships.
Wow.
So one
Okay.
in every six person is,
Is it
which is,
multiple relationships?
one in six in 10 people are dating six people.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait,
This is
please. I'm confused. I'm confused of this your statistic again, please.
are dating six people. So now
Six
what we
every
realize
10.
is, yes, what we realize is that if we get 10 people together, in that 10 people, one person is dating the six people.
Wow.
Yes, that's what we realized. That's
That
why
is scary.
all this Valentine, we used to see the real girlfriend and the fake girlfriend. Am I lying? I'm not lying.
I don't mean how will I know? You're the one in the Federal Bureau of Relationship
So,
Committee or whatever it is. I don't have
worry,
visibility.
we'll publish our facts and findings at the end of Valentine
Please,
on February 15th.
I would like to see it. Please
Don't
publish
worry.
it. I'd like to see
You
it.
will be sent a copy of it. A
Okay,
copy
now.
please as review.
No wahala. Please share. Right. Yeah. So, we've covered a lot of things today. I think we covered some of our Valentine experiences, and I shared my very scary stalker story. And we've also covered what people in Lagos do on Valentine's Day. Is there anything else to cover? I don't think so, but we just should, whatever category that you fall under, whatever category it is, we hope that you have a great Valentine. The important thing is that you are happy, you are thriving, you're spending time with people who you care about. And even if you're not spending time with anybody you care about, you are, happy with whatever relationship or whatever situation you find yourself in. Please, Valentine is not the end of the world. If you don't have bae or you don't have boo this year, by next year, in by the grace of Jesus Christ, you will have. So please don't go and be, sitting in one corner and be angry that everybody's that you do not have, and be asking God that whether you are a shoe or not, like me. I'm just saying. Have the best of times. Enjoy yourself. Take yourself out. You don't have to really wait until somebody takes you out on a date. You can always take yourself out. Spend time with your friends. Just like me and my friends planned all those years ago to have a girl's time out. Have a boy's time out. Have a girl's time out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be with a significant other. It can be with just people who you enjoy. Who enjoy your company and yours too. So just try to take out some time and have fun. And if you would rather not spend Valentine with anybody you think is just another day, then yeah, also have fun and enjoy who you are. That's my two cents.
You've said it all. There's nothing I can say. But yeah, Valentine is just a day, in my opinion. It comes and goes. There's
Yeah,
really nothing special
it's
about
special.
it, besides the fact that a guy named Valentine was murdered.
Yeah, I'm sure
So,
many people don't even know the history of it.
in essence, self-love for anyone.
Selfie.
You can practice self-love. Take yourself out. Go and watch a movie. I hear Ant-Man and the Wasp will be coming out around that period.
Yeah.
So that is a very good Valentine's gift from myself to myself. And then you can also do foolish love, where you will gift yourself and say, "Oh, my boo got me something."
Yeah, do you, boo? If that's what makes you happy, then
If
yeah,
that's
do
what makes
you.
you happy, who am I to judge?
Exactly.
So
Exactly.
just have a very fine and safe and interesting Valentine.
Valentine.
A significant other or with your significant others or with yourself or your guys or your babes, or in fact your grand, your parents, your children, your mother, your father, your uncle, your auntie, anybody.
Agreed.
So
yeah,
that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lagosian Experience. And for our next episode, it's going to be very interesting. We would like for one of you, our listeners, to join us in breaking down some interesting topics. You might be the topic safe. So if you want to join us, you can send a DM to myself or Omo on Twitter. My username is CILZ07 on Twitter. You can hit me up. Omo, do you want to give them your Facebook?
Yeah, my Twitter handle. Yes. So for all listeners, you can, yeah. So if you would like to be a recurring guest or you want to be a co-host on the Lagosian Experience, follow us on Twitter. My Twitter handle is _officialnigo. That's _OFFICALNIGHO. Officialnigo. So send us a DM for people who are also listening and can find our Instagram or our WhatsApp. Also send us a DM. And you just might be on our next podcast. We are not promising anything. Or you just might be on our next podcast. No,
if they choose to join in and we this thing, their interview might actually be the podcast.
Yeah, you might be interviewed right here on the podcast, and our listeners will get to choose who they want to be our next co-host or who they want to, you know, join the fun. So yeah, you have the opportunity. I feel
like one of the tags for next podcast can be violence.
Violence. Okay. Okay.
But as we've done love, this one, let's do violence next one.
Let's do violence. It's just in time for the elections and how to avoid it.
Yeah, so everyone can never be preaching love.
Abi, we don't want love. We don't want peace. We want problems. Whoa, we had a fight, we are an Indaboski.
Babusi.
All right, loves, thank you so, so much for listening to this episode of the Lagosian Experience. Remember to follow us on Twitter, send us DMs, and sure, let us know your comments and your thoughts on the podcast so far, and we would love to hear from you. So yeah, that's it, and we hope you have a great day, have a great weekend, have a great week ahead of you. And, you know, just enjoy yourselves, be happy, and remember that if you don't have a babe now, that's not the end of the world. Thank you all. Bye-bye from me. T, do you have any closing remarks?
Bye-bye from me as well.
Bye from me. Peace. Bye. Out. And...